Okay, we return with Jane Foley, who's senior FX strategist for Rabobank, and the wonderful Bill Hubbard, the overdressed Bill Hubbard, who seems to be going to a party or something, who's chief economist at Bancor. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Right, we were having a little chat about, well, I suppose we'll start with currencies, but just how strong the dollar, how long the dollar can keep its current momentum. I think you were just saying that we might actually have a contraction in the US economy revealed for the first quarter. Isn't that enough to sort of knock the stuffing out of the dollar at some point?
Well, of course, we've got to bear in mind that the stuffing's already been knocked out of the dollar. If we look just at short positions or the implications that we have for short positions, or long positions rather, it seems that those dollar longs that were really strong just a few months ago have been knocked right back, suggesting the stuffing's gone. And potentially there is, we're now at an opportunity where the dollar bulls could start to regroup. That said, we have now, of course, the knowledge that maybe the US economy contracted. Certainly, it didn't really grow in the first quarter. And whilst Yellen has talked about statistical noise and whilst reassured the market that rates will be going up at some point this year, there is that clouding. Surely the fact that the US economy didn't grow will surely cloud the momentum of the bull. So I think the dollar can go up this year, but not at the sort of pace that we saw earlier in the year.
Isn't it just out the window? I mean, Yellen's obviously sort of, she's being dragged kicking and screaming towards raising rates, which, you know, she obviously doesn't want to do, because that's why she was a dove appointed, you know, the biggest dove they could find was put in there after Bernanke. So
you mean Aunt Janet?
And so she's in there. So her agenda is pretty clear. The excuse, you know, first quarter, you know, weaker economy, that's enough. And the dollar sort of pulling back is just because everyone thought that by now rates would have gone up. Some people even think the next month. Some people.
Small. I think it's me only. I know one other person. There may be only two of us in the whole world. But
so there's two people who think that rates are going to go up next month. But everybody else is sort of really believing that it's not going to happen within 3-6 months still.
3-6 months in the great scheme of things is not a long time. And I think that's the point, and many Fed officials have been saying that perhaps we're too focused on the starting point. The fact is that we're still assuming that some of the poor performance of the US economy was due to transitional factors, that we will get a recovery, that the momentum is there, albeit perhaps at a moderate rate, and that the Fed is perhaps the only developed world economy in a position that can.
I think the key thing that Jane just said, all right, although was it going to be June, September, December, what we have seen in the past 3+ months has been, it's not when the first occurs, it's talking about when the maybe last one occurs, and that's been pushed back anywhere from 12 to 18 months at a lower level as well. As you just said, we're going to have it's going to be lower for longer, but the new word will be gradual, I think.
Well, that's exactly right, but the fact is that gradual still applies to all the other central banks too. And of course, what we have, and in fact, the real driver of the bullish dollar trend, if we go back a year, was this expectation that US rates will be going up whilst central banks such as Japan and central banks such as the ECB will be easing. Now, essentially, we still have that contrast. We still have the ECB saying it will go through with the whole of its program. We've still got the Bank of Japan doing a huge amount of QQE. So from that point of view, that contrast, that differential between rates is still there. And that, I think, is the factor which will drive the dollar higher.
Well, I wanted to, but there's another factor, isn't there, here, with the competitive devaluation that's going on here. So the dollar can stay where it is, but you've got, you just had the Bank of Japan that are clearly talking down the yen. You had the ECB last week. I think it was last week or the week before, saying that there's going to be another wave of QE, or there could be. So that is really just pulling the, you know, that's going to pull the dollar higher, even if there's nothing.
Absolutely.
As Zach said, are we looking at maybe the glass half full rather than half empty? The simple fact is the dollar's appreciating because the Canadian dollar is going down, the Japanese, the Swiss franc, okay? It's not so much it's the dollar movement. The dollar is just, if you're a dollar bull, you're just saying, thank you very much.
Well, exactly. And this is the thing. From all of the other central banks' point of view, they were very welcoming of the dollar uptrend. Now, if the dollar uptrend were to stall, as it has done in recent months, it's obviously just picked up recently, then you could argue that means that further easing from all of those other central banks becomes more likely because they want the dollar to appreciate. So, for instance, if the dollar were to hold steady at certain levels, I would argue that the probability of the Australian Central Bank easing increases. Mm. That the probability that the ECB become more dovish or more forthright in their opinions.
As Jane just said, the big move, on albeit a small basis, is look at the Aussie dollar, US dollar. Forget the euro. Look at the steady move that's been. I mean, if you've been short that trade, well, thank you very much. You've been making more money than Sepp Blatter.
That's absolutely right. All of these central banks will perhaps work on their dovishness to ensure the dollar goes higher.
I just want to focus on the domestic situation, the UK GDP situation. Obviously, we've had the disruption of the election and relief probably from most people in the city. What's your take on the whole issue?
But of course,
there?
As you say, with the GDP data this morning, you've had the first revision. It wasn't revised high. There was some expectation in the market that it could have been. And this is because we've had better production data, better construction data. But of course, look at construction. It's a tiny bit of the whole of the economy. So perhaps that data just wasn't strong enough. But like you just said, we've had the election since then, since the first quarter. And in a way, this gives us a bit of a fresh palate if you look ahead, because there has been, it seems, a boost to confidence in certain parts of the economy that could lead through to better business confidence, perhaps better consumer confidence in the first quarter, in the second quarter. But there's a big but here, and this is related to the EU referendum, the political uncertainty that could bring, the fact that could actually put investment on hold. And I think that this is perhaps more important in many respects than the election, certainly from the point of view of international investors. And I think this has the capacity to...
I think Jane just brought up the point, okay? Because I'm very fortunate because of my previous television. I have a number of contacts both in the States and Asia. And that's exactly what the US is saying. We are looking at the UK from the EU referendum perspective rather than day to day.
Well, that's exactly right. So that is a potential negative. And there's another one. In July, of course, we have the budget being brought forward. Now, we know from the previous budget that there needs to be more austerity in the UK over the next coming years ahead of the 2020 election. We know that this government wants, by the 2020 election, to have a fiscal surplus. And we also have had comments from the Chancellor suggesting that he would rather bring forward some of that austerity. Chances are, July, therefore, we'll have more austerity, irrespective perhaps of some of the implications from the Queen's speech, which appear to be a little bit more generous. But we will have more austerity. If austerity is brought forward, that could weigh on growth in the near term. That could also mean low for longer interest rates from the Bank of England. And that also could weigh on the pound.
February or May next year for the Bank of England?
I think it's going to be May.
Yeah, me too.
I think they'll wait for the Fed.
Well, then you'll do it in July this year.
Right. Jane Foley, Senior FX Strategist for Rabobank. Thank you very much
Thank
for coming
you.
In today. And we'll be back after the break.